When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode on the Celtic Now and for our podcast. My name is Ryan Clifford. This week, we're joined again by Robert Boyle. Robert, how are you doing, mate?
Hi, Ryan. A lot better, thanks.
We are indeed, mate. Obviously, podcast reviewing the victory against Lille in the Europa League. Starting off with, Robert, as usual, your initial thoughts after the game?
Probably the best I've seen us playing this season, Ryan. Full fact is, there was a lot of desire, a lot of hunger, a lot of fight. A lot of people wanted to play for the jersey last night, which we've not seen enough of this season. I was really, really pleased with how the reserve team and young boys played. I was absolutely delighted with how they played. I just wish they'd been brought in slightly sooner, because to me last night was what Celtic's all about. Fight, hunger, desire, playing for each other, high pressing, in people's faces, defending for the front. I just thought a lot of the game was a lot of great points. Obviously, we had the wee one with McGregor, which is very unlucky with a guy. He tries to play it back, but if we had that fight in 90% of games, we would do well. That's what you're looking for. See if we get beat last night, I'd have still been happy with us. How did you think yourself, Ryan?
Just everything you've said, I think, is kind of spot on, mate. A lot better. I thought there was a bit more fight, determination, desire to win the game. And even though you score first, you're thinking, right, just kick on. And even though we got a goal back against us, even just the bravery of the team and desire to get back and fight to get back in front. And I thought it was good for McGregor. See, like, I don't call taking penalties brave, but it was just good character to go, no, I've made a mistake. I'm the captain, and I need to make up for it, and scored a good penalty. So, overall, good to give guys game time, but obviously, in a way, it's kind of, you're putting guys in who maybe should be playing quicker than they have been. Guys like, obviously, Gwinnett, Sorrow, and Tumbo, obviously, the team, a few changes. Duffy, Kamara come on as well, and the goalkeeper. So, there's a lot to speak about in that sense, but for me, I just think it was good to give guys game time, and get a win, first and foremost, a performance, but just good to soak it up and get a victory under our belts.
Aye, Ryan, I say the exact same on you on that. I thought the big goalkeeper, we'll start with, I thought Conor Hazard came out, caught a ball, shouting his defence, organising him. For a young boy, I was very encouraged to see it. He made a cracking stroke in the second half, down at his feet. For me, done nothing wrong. I wouldn't say he deserves to be dropped. You'll get into your back line, you're kind of similar. Midfield, Sorrow, really great, brilliant, tenacious in the tackle. Something we've been lacking in midfield is people getting in people's faces, making a lot of tackles, I thought, brilliant. Really, really, really good, to be honest, and I'm just wondering why he wasn't in the team sooner, if that's what we've seen against a top quality side in Lille. Young Henderson came on for Ping Pong, thought he'd done really well because it's not his position. What he tracked back, worked energy wise, great again. I thought brilliant, just work ethic and being brave on the ball, Ryan. I thought a lot of the young boys were brave on the ball. None of the side passings and back passing that we're getting used to. I thought a lot of young boys were turning and putting the ball forward, which I think caused little problems. And you could cause anybody problems if you're playing the front foot and no play sideways and back away. You're no damaging anybody and you're letting teams get into a shape. Whereas we seem to go forward quicker. Faster last night, which I was impressed with. Kamara's hold-up play, not bad at times, still a wee bit rusty, but I thought his energy and his commitment and chasing things was something I've been lacking up front as well. You don't get that with Ayeti, you've not had it with Edward in it. So defences are coming out and being comfortable in the ball, which I thought Kamara was brilliant at, really chasing everything down, harrying. And I think that's what, sometimes what you say is defend through the front, don't defend when it comes into midfield or defence. So that was my point. So in the players that played last night, I thought really good, but we'll go deeper into obviously how we voted our performances.
I thought the goalie again didn't really do much, but as you say, he was out talking. He was kind of talking defenders through the game. And for me, a guy at that age, I think he's about 21, I think 22. Still, obviously, as for Celtic stands, a goalkeeper, he's probably still young. So, to him out of the blue, really, thought he'd done well. He's probably the most vocal I've seen since with his Foster. Definitely more vocal than Barkas and Bain. I thought, didn't, as you say, he didn't really have much to do, but what he did do, he mopped up well and he was very good. Again, Sorrow, I thought he was brilliant. Again, some days I've not really seen the guy actually play. Again, we'll talk about it as we go into the podcast, but guys like him, why are they not playing quick enough? Why is it took against Lille to play? As you say, again, I think, I know the game is, to me, it's not a dead rubber because it's still 3 points. It's still a game in Europe. It's still a good stage to play. So that's a very, very quality team. I think they've only lost one game or two games all season. They've spent millions of pounds. Again, if I know you don't really want to talk about how they've done Europe Rangers, but they've done well against Benfica. But all the radio pundits of papers have said, oh, Benfica have spent this, they've spent this. So have Lille. They've got a 30 million pound striker up front. So, yeah, exactly. I don't think, again, for the papers and pundits and radios, again, we've not had one bit of credit for yesterday. I think all of us are all well done. It was a dead rubber game. Doesn't matter. Yeah. You've still beat a quality team. So I thought for, considering the guys haven't really played, some of the guys haven't played consistently all season, falling in the deep end, to be fair, for me, it was brilliant. And as you say, it was all fresh ideas. None of us sideboards, labouring, passive. Again, but all season we've used slow and passive. It wasn't that last night. I thought it was really good for the guys to come in and kind of show, listen, you can trust us and we'll basically, like Rangers have been doing, they've been bringing guys in and it's just been a straight swap. And again, last night, you might tell Tumble and Sorrow, Henderson to a certain degree, and Hazard and Kamara have not been playing all season.
Aye, yeah, I agree with you that one, Ryan. 100%. I agree with you that they came in and done a job as if they've just maybe missed one or two games. But what I liked about the boys was they wanted to play for Celtic. There's nothing in them sulking and feeling sorry for themselves, like you're in Chams and maybe Ryan Christie to an extent, and Edward to an extent. They wanted to be there and they wanted to play. So if that's what it needs to take to wake these guys up or to say to the guys, look, we've got other players here that are willing to play for the jersey. That's all you want. I mean, if we drew last night, I'd get beat, you'd have been gutted. But you'd have said, you know what, there was a fight in them. And we troubled them and we gave their goalies something to think about. So that's what we've been looking for. And that's what we got last night. And I think he's got to stick more or less with 9 or 10 out of that team. I don't think he can make too many changes, to be fair. Only if they're forced upon him with injuries. But we don't know, David. Sunday could be a new tactic again. We don't know if it's going to be an old tactic.
I think what he done was, I think he's kind of gave the guys a platform to go, listen, the rest of the guys who I've trusted, as we call the old guard, have not done it all season. Go out and show yourself. And for me, I don't think it's not a surprise for me about Tumble, because we've all seen him play for Motherwell and we've seen him in wee snippets this season. That's what I said to my dad last night. Even after the game, £3 million for me is an absolute bargain. To see if he plays well at the end of the season, he could get in the Euros for Scotland if he continues to play well. You never know. So yeah, boys got a lot to chase for.
If he gets consistently like that, then there's nothing to say that he can't be that player. Mm-hmm. It's just whether David Tumble can be that consistent for Celtic, because we didn't see enough of him at Motherwell, whereas if he was game to game brilliant, or he was dipped in form every few games. We don't know that yet. But from what I've seen last night and the couple of bits I've seen him, I thought he's refreshing. His delivery is brilliant. But Ryan Christie can't beat a first guy. That boy was beating everybody. And you've seen the difference with the corner, with Joe in that kind of attack. It's all right having seven players in the box that's over 6 foot, but if somebody can't find any of them, there's no point. So last night was a difference. Every corner free kick that boy hit looked like there was trouble in their defence, and that's probably what we've been lacking in, or somebody that can actually put a ball in their box. His creativity was brilliant. Dead quick thinking. But clever, very clever passing. And I would say Rogic has come in and done really well, but Tumble gives you that energy that Rogic hasn't got. Chasing and harrying players, which is good enough. He was harrying as well as Kamara, as well as Elanussi and that on the left. I thought the energy of the team last night looked like a fit team, whereas I feel recently we've looked like a team that's unfit. I think that was a big difference last night as well, because they would have been chasing a lot of shadows playing at Lille last night, with a lot of energy.
I think you've touched on the fitness side that I thought, do you know, that's something it didn't come to my mind last night watching that. I didn't think about take guys off now. I was just like, just keep it the same. I didn't think they were. I thought Sorrow did look a wee bit near the end, but last night,
Sorrow, do you remember? Aye. He was doing a bit of cramped leg, and Tumbo made, I think it was like a slack pass, but it was about the 80th minute. And to go on that high intensity against a team like Leo is, it's not as if it's Ross County or Kamala or Hamilton, you know what I mean? That's against a quality team who you had to be on your guard all night. So to me, they don't look unfit. They look fitter than the team that's been playing week in, week out, which I was impressed by.
Definitely. Especially in the midfield. It was none of this. Again, as much as we've all got a big respect for Scott Brown, if I just want to put him back in the team, they know, because Sorrow, as you say, Sorrow and Tumble for me, if they play on Sunday, which I hope they do, and they should, because they've earned it. See, if they play, don't do that well on Sunday, fine, take them back out again. But there's no reason for me to bring Scott Brown back in. There's no reason for them to bring him back in. Obviously, him himself, he'd be thinking, right, I want to play, I'm a captain, I need to play. But this is where Lennon's got to manage him now. He knows he can deal with him now in the league, probably as well. So
this is where Lennon can get into being pals, the pals act and all that stuff. He needs to look after Celtic, not look after his pals and look after himself, because again, he could relieve the pressure on himself, but if he goes and does something stupid, goes back to, I say, a 3-5-2, or just changes the team and brings other players in and it goes tits up, then he's only his own downfall to do that and his backroom staff, you know what I mean? I find it weird that we've had to wait this long to see Tumble and Sorrow in the team, because surely between the Freedom coaching staff I'm talking about, they should know. That guy Tumble didn't turn up last night and just play brilliant because he's not going to be netting in training. Sorrow didn't turn up. These guys must be performing in training. So to me, Lennon's probably been a bit stupid in his management. And John Keddie in that, if that matter, is the fact is that they're just overriding these guys in training, because these guys don't just turn up to training and be crap. There's no way. These guys have been performing in training, but they've been feeling too loyal to the old guard, which has put us in the mess we're in.
That's what I was going to say. Giantius, they've won all his trophies. We need to give him a few games to see if he can get us out, and then if we can, he change it. But who's to say that Tumble and Sorrow couldn't have got us a 3 points against St Johnstone? They couldn't have got us a cup victory. Again, as you say, it was a lot quicker. I kind of want to touch on Kamara, but I thought people will be calling him a bit of a squib. He's been this, he's that, he's raw, he's a baby like he doesn't do the basics. I thought his work rate yesterday was brilliant. Again, I pulled up front myself, and if you're up front yourself, it's an absolute graveyard shift. Sometimes it's a thankless task. You're running about and you're not getting the ball and you're getting frustrated, but and there was a video, I seen it on Twitter, but I can remember watching it. He ran about 80 yards for the rail box. He get back, and I was like, that's what you want. You might have an average player, but see if he's committed and he's fit and he's determined to do well. For me, I'd rather have that guy in the team than a guy who's a prima donna like your Christie, who thinks he's better than what he is, whose delivery. Listen, there's no doubt, you know, there's no doubting Christie is a decent, he's a very, very good player. But I think he's been getting away with it because he maybe, for me, when he goes to play with Scotland, it's a total different team. I think me and you spoke about that. He's a total different guy when he goes to play with Scotland. Again, it's probably because it's a different atmosphere. It's no doom and gloom the way it's been, but I think Kamara's
played it wide with Celtic and no played behind the striker. You know what I mean? Is that maybe what a wee toes at the pram type of thing? And he's not feeling like getting involved in games. You just, we don't know, do we? That's the thing.
I know what you're saying with that. I just don't know what it is with Christie. Again, is it he's been told by his dad or his agent, listen, so-and-so wants you. But we've all played football. It doesn't matter if you know you're going to another team next week to train or somebody's talking to you. You still go to training with your pals and your team. You still train. You still play. Indeed, you play that game to win for yourself and your teammates and hopefully yourself you do well and score or whatever else. So for me, I don't agree with all this turning your head carry on because we've all played football and as soon as you step on that white line, you're not thinking about the money you're going to get, PSG or Burnley. You're not thinking about that. So I think guys like Christie, Yearn and Chams, Edwards, I think maybe that is a wake-up call. Say, listen, if we don't turn up, you've got the guys to come in. I thought Kamara,
impressive. People are saying he's a dump one, he's this, he's that, right? He's not. Maybe he's just a late developer. Can't even say like development, right? He's 22. Jamie Vardy was in the conference in England when he was 26, and look at the way he turned out. Some players develop a lot quicker than other players. It just might be that boy next year hits two or three goals, and before you know it, he goes on a mad barrage or scores 40 goals. I mean, look at Big Sam Cosgrove, just for instance, at Aberdeen. His first season at Aberdeen, he was a donkey, couldn't hit and then he started scoring goals. It's a confidence thing. And then I would say Big Sam Cosgrove's turned into a half-decent striker. I'm not saying that's what Kamara is, but what I mean is Kamara might just need a run of games and a bit of work and get into it and start scoring goals. And he's touching all that welcome. Maybe he's trying too hard. You just don't know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it could be...
I totally agree with you. And see as well, I know obviously fans, we all judge people dead quick and we shouldn't, but see a guy like him, mate, see if he plays two games and he does all right and then gets dropped, he might not play again for four or five games and then he's getting 10 minutes as a sub. You kind of get a run of form within that. So it's hard, but you know yourself, Rangers and Celtic in the east end of Glasgow and over south side, you don't really get time to... You don't really get time to get judged. As soon as you play one or two games you're not good enough, your class is a dud. So it's very hard to kind of please the fans. But I thought he'd done well last night. And again, as much as we're saying he's done well, do you play him on Sunday or do you go with Edward and go, it's a league game, it's a must win? Or do you just go, do you know what? No.
Just stick with him. Chris is about the only two that possibly could come back into the team. And I would say it'd be slightly harsh on Kamara and say young Henderson. But if you're playing the two, I would turn around and say to him, listen, yous two are in there because of what we know yous can do. But if he's only doing it, then yous will be straight back out of the team. It's as simple as that. They boys will be in and take your place because they proved it the other night. Kamara didn't. He was unlucky with the one shot, but he harried and hustled that defence and chased everything down. Mm-hmm. And some of his touches last night were cracking touches. Wee back kills into players and lovely wee touches. He's strong as an ox. So, if he does get, say, one or two goals, his confidence might rock it and he might go on a wee run. But it's, again, it's game time, as we say, Ryan. It's just probably because of this hysteria of 10 and everything that's this season's worth. He maybe no get a chance because Lennon might go, I can't keep putting Edward or a Yeti on a bench or Griffiths. But at the end of the day, the guy needs a wee chance. He does, you know what I mean? Because I would say I would play Kamala or a Yeti, in my own opinion, at the moment in time. But, so ifs and buts, isn't it?
My personal opinion is, I think we've got four very good strikers. I think Kamara will come good. I think we've just got game time. I think, for me, Ayeti, as I said to my dad during the game yesterday, for me, he just reminds me of Hooper. He's just a penalty box player. Once the ball's in the box, he'll finish. I don't think he's going to deem the doggy. So, see, last night, that's not a game for Ayeti. Maybe a game against your Hamiltons, against your St. Mirrens, they're the games you play them. the games you know you're going to have all the ball, you're going to get opportunities. That's just me coming for just looking at the game. For kind of not really as a fan, just looking at the game is kind of maybe a coach side it. I think he's definitely a penalty box player. He kind of reminds me of myself. Gets the ball in, fuzz. I think he's definitely got the...
No one for putting balls up and stuff like that and playing the lone striker, is he?
I think he's definitely a guy where, see if it is two up front, or say it's the last 5 minutes and the ball gets hauled into you, I think he's the sort of guy where he knows through his experiences, if I get touched here, I'm going to fall, I've got a free kick. It seems to me that I think he's cleverer, maybe, than Kamara on that side. But I think Kamara deserves to get his chance. I don't think... See, on the basis that part of injury, I want to change your team as much as you want to play guys like your chance.
Kamara scored last week, I said it was a crack performance. It's just the way he didn't score. That was the only thing I would say that, in my opinion, was lacking, because I thought he'd done a lot of the basics right and a lot of chasing, a lot of harrying and that. But if he scored it, he had a brilliant game. It's just probably because he didn't score, but he never really had clear-cut chances, if you remember. He had the one, he curled in, the keeper made a cracking save. He made a couple of nice runs, but people just didn't find him in time in that. But it was all promising last night. I was really impressed by Sorrow and Tumble, if you want to go into them.
Aye, definitely. I'll go in Sorrow. I think for me, it was just an absolute... For me, I think, see, you don't want to get over, as you say, you don't want to get over like, hysteria about the performance. Again, small baby steps, but it was just good performance and good to see the guys getting a chance. But I thought he just, as a young kid, just to watch a guy like that, he was, as you say, it was tenacious. He's a tiny wee guy.
He's like a wee Yorkshire Terrier, but he's canty, you know what I say, he's canty, but he's that wee Yorkshire Terrier, he's canty, you're going, what the size of that wee guy, and he's getting fucked in about, people, he's making bigger guys, not guys after partner, bigger than him, that's, I seen him last night, Brian, and then I just done a, see, the wee guy was making that many tackles, I just started writing down. So in the first half, Celtic made 9 tackles, he saw him made 5 of them. The second half, he made 7 tackles. Only. So in other words, he made 12 tackles in the game. That's impressive. Tackles and blocks, you know what I mean? I just thought, brilliant on the ball, very calm and strong as an ox for a wee tiny guy. He was brilliant. He was just, energy was everything. And I felt like he didn't just dive into tackles. He kind of picked his time, when to go and make his blocks, when to make his tackles. He wasn't getting caught. He knew his position on the park. He wasn't trying to drive forward and leave maybe that big gap in front of the back four, which we've been doing when teams are driving us. He reminded me of, do you remember when Brian Cahill came into Celtic?
I was very, in your face.
It was that way, in your face, and right. For the word goal, Kyle was a great player up to Lee McCulloch broke his ankle at Celtic Park. I'll never forget it. The kibble fucking jumped into his ankle when Kyle went.
Did he go 4 or 5 operations for that? After that?
Aye. So what happened is Kyle was outstanding up to that point, and it was a 50-50, and him and McCulloch went for it. McCulloch let him slightly win the ball and went in and broke his ankle. What a right coward the cunt is. But I'm not saying he is that type of player, but he just reminded me of Kyle. That one, he's like small in stature, but he was in everybody's face. He was a nuisance, and that's what we've probably been lacking in the middle of the park. So I was really impressed, and I thought he was really good. He didn't go side to side the ball. He wanted to drive forward and pass it forward. That's the good thing about him. He was very calm on the ball. I thought he was brilliant with the ball at his feet, and just always there to help people, and plays with a wee smile on his face, didn't he? Look like he was just at playing with his mates. It was brilliant to see. The freshness, as you say, Ryan.
It looked like guys who didn't, they were just out playing football. They didn't ever care on the ball. They didn't look like they knew they were under pressure to perform. It just looked like it was a breath of fresh air, for me. Especially Sorrow, for me, it'd be brilliant. As you say, it was like a wee Yorkshire Terrier. He was just running about in their faces, no giving a fuck who he was against. And I thought that was brilliant. And I just agree with what you're saying. And on to Tumble, his goal for me was an absolute. I don't think it's actually getting spoken about much, to be fair. I thought it was a fantastic finish and it was a good ball for you. Ayer done well. Ayer done really well.
Ayer was excellent at right back, to be honest, Ryan. I thought he was really good at right back.
I've marked that down. I think Ayer could maybe play right back, but I'll go into that minute after we talk about Tumbo. Yeah. But Tumbo, for me, I thought he was brilliant. And as you say, it's not a surprise the way he's performed, because we've seen him play snippets, and anytime he's played, he's done all right. So, but I thought his finish was really good, and he was very, as you say, it was in your face, it was fresh ideas, passing forward all the time. It wasn't just passing back to the goalie sidewards. And I thought it actually helped see Sorrow and Tumbo doing that. I thought it actually helped Laxalt. I don't think he was getting caught out as much. I know he got caught out for one of their goals, but apart from that, he wasn't up the park as much, and I thought that was because Ray had done that for him. Because I think Laxalt's been doing probably too much running just to try and get up the park. But I thought Tumbo was excellent. Sorrow again. I don't think, as you say, you don't want to get with the hysteria about the game and bum them up too much, but it was just brilliant to see guys actually playing the way we've been kind of used to see Celtic play.
I thought Tumbo's deliveries all night was really, really good. Deliveries was brilliant. He caused danger every time he was on the ball. But see that, which we see with Rogic, he gets the ball in turns. Mm-hmm. He was really good at that. It reminded me, like Rogic, just that brilliant, getting on the turn and opening up and driving it with purpose, driving at people and looking for people. No going, oh, this is my first game, I better keep everything simple and go wide, go this and back your way. He liked to get the ball, and you could see the little players were like terrified at running him. I was impressed with him. He set up the first goal, obviously with the corner. He may have set up the penalty because he put it through and we think on that broke down. He nearly scored in the second half, and then he did score in the second half. So, to me, it was absolutely outstanding. Probably just slightly edged man of the match here, Sorrow, just because he scored the goal. But I would like to see a run of games with A2 in the team. I'm not saying that we don't want to get the hysteria in that, but do you remember the time when we get Hartley and Robson get into the selection?
Ah, yeah, bro.
Just freshen things up. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, no saying that was what will happen, but that might be a wee fresh idea that could come again, that could be, maybe that's what we need, a wee run of games with him, 6 or 7 or 8 games on the team that we need, just because that's the best we've played all season, Ryan. I actually felt last night with watching Celtic, like we get a wee bit of identity back. I was cheering and excited again, whereas I've not felt that. Obviously you feel it a wee bit early season, but it's only been in splutters, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Last night, I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but I think that could be a platform to build on some time, build it in a couple of games, see how we go for there.
I definitely agree with you in the sense that it was just, I wasn't confident through the game, but I was a bit more comfortable watching the game. I wasn't all nervy and, oh shit, get the ball away and don't get Duffy or Julian at the back. And just, I was kind of a bit more calmer. I thought Duffy done all right, still. I put on Twitter that with day, it was small baby steps, positive night, positive performance, blah, blah, blah. But we are still a slight liability at the back. It's maybe the only sense you can maybe see. But I thought Duffy done all right. He'd done some stuff where he was brought in to just kick the ball away, defend it, Rose Ed. That's all you need him to do. And I thought he'd done well. Again, the reason why he can't be playing Sunday, didn't do too much, Ryan.
Again, Ryan, that's against a quality team. He made a couple of mistakes, but it's against a quality team.
He's
quality a team as that the rest of the season, you know what I mean? Like strike force and the movement of players. Mm-hmm. So you've got to give guys like a wee bit of a break on that one, you know what I mean? It's not like he's done anything miraculous that would cause any of the goals, you know what I mean?
Because I've seen a few guys talking about it as well on Twitter and stuff, but Ayer, I thought, see Ayer's one of our best players this season, to be fair, even though we've not the best of seasons. I thought when he went right back, he was brilliant. He was getting up and doing, he was defending well, he was defending a bit better than he maybe has been at the back. Again, he was kind of like getting caught in position because he was going forward, but he was recovering, and I just thought he'd done well. I don't agree with Frimpong playing it right mid. I don't even know if he's a right back. I don't even know what Frimpong is, to be fair. I generally don't. He's very quick, but his delivery is weak for me. I think he's too weak physically. Again, but I hope he's all right. I don't actually know what happened to him, the injury. I know he with the penalty and stuff, but I hope he's all right. I've not seen any updates today.
Look at him after the head injury, right? I mean, he banged his head off the boats, which is...
He's probably concussed, and that was about two minutes later. He's kicked the boy's foot, whatever's happened.
Probably a soft penalty, but we take it all day long. The boy's probably still been concussed for that, or whatever. He should have got took right off and assessed. You know what I mean? Especially a head knock like that, run to a fucking metal boards.
Well, especially which, obviously, there's a lot of stuff talking about dementia and kind of diseases with the brain and stuff. And I think during the game, Chris sort of tweeted about that, and he says, why did he not get off that park? And I'm kind of agreeing now, as much as back when I played a few years ago, and but you be guy Robert yourself, that would be nothing. That would just go in the park, fucking sponging your head, fuck off on the park. But no, it's totally changed. And again, he probably shouldn't have been on the park for the penalty. But I think Ayer, for me, I don't see any harm in trying, because you've got Julian and Duffy there. And if so, you've got Beaton and the boy well. So, no harm in trying him. Again, if he plays well Sunday and playing there, then no harm in giving it a go. Because Elhamid, as he moving in January, is he homesick? We don't know. If he is, for me, you've just got to... I don't want to say don't play him, but if he's not going to be here the rest of the season, then you may as well just try somebody who might be there the rest of the season.
Yep. They're talking about him going in January. His family having to come back here for Israel and stuff. Just doesn't look the same player to me this season, to be honest with you. Maybe, I don't know, he had COVID, didn't he, his family, so sometimes these things happen in football. But if a guy sees no in it, I would happily let him go. Just have his blessing, because we're going to a wee bit of... I've looked at somebody, a right back, we'll talk later on when we get into that. I think I've identified a guy, in my own opinion, that is, who I think is a one enough guy to bring in replacement, who I think would be cheap enough. But we'll talk on to that once you get through your points and stuff.
But definitely. If he's no happy or he's no comfortable here, then potentially just let him go, because there's no point in having him unhappy and then the fans will be giving him stick. And really, that's just about fans' day, even though we don't know the ins and outs of stuff. It just fans don't really care what happens to you after the park, as much as that sounds bad. They just care about what's on the park. If you're not performing in the park, then the fans won't take to you. Again, just overall, mate, I thought it was a brilliant performance. It was good to get a win. Give guys game time again. It's a wee bit of a bit more cheerier waking up and knowing your team's won and you're no getting slaughtered. And it's a bit more, I think even Lennon looked a bit more relaxed, and even during the game you've seen him for the first time this season, he was getting up here and kicking, celebrating. That was the first time I've seen him being like that. I think that's probably the first we've all been like that. Nah, I was cheering for
the game. I've been in Morton about 8 weeks, to be honest with you. Nah, I'm a crabbit bastard if we draw and get beat, to be honest with you. Must walk about with a belly of sore head. Fucking snap at people for no reason. Fucking. Oh, it's terrible to the date, isn't it? Fuck's sake, when she was hearing that we're going on. No, I know my game's flat off. Just you, do what you're doing.
If your teammates beat, the next time you walk, man, you don't want to talk to people. It totally affects your full thing. That's why that was kind of a lot of guys' lives. Well, I don't know your overall thoughts about the game, mate, but for me, it was just good to get a win and give guys game time and a bit more positivity about the club. I just think it's been needed. A lot of talk about the board, and last night and the result, it's no forgot about what's happened, but the board have not been mentioned in the last kind of 24 hours. It's all about the team, which I think we've got to, as much as we're maybe a big advocate for when going or players leaving or whatever, I think now we just need to, you know what, he's here now, we just need to deal with it. It's a good win, we just need to back the team now and just hopefully turn the tide. I've not gave up in the league. There's still a lot to play. Obviously, it's going to be tough, but if we turn this around, it's going to be one heck of a party. I think it'll be amazing if we turn this around. I think it'll be even sweeter than a lot of things we've won. I just think it'll be good to just give the team a bit.
We just need to build up when we're running games now, Ryan. We need to just take these steps forward and then back and then sideways. Like, we can't drop any more points, in my opinion. We've got to actually beat them at Ibrox in the 2nd of January, in my opinion, as well. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's just take a game at a time and try and build up the confidence and momentum and try and get the squads back to how good we know we can be as a team. Last night, positivity, good bit of youth, good bit of energy. I was impressed by it. I was impressed, to be honest with you. I was like buzzing just because a lot of the boys just, to me, wanted to play for Celtic last night. They wanted to play for Celtic and play for the jersey. And it was encouraging, to be honest with you, because what I've been watching recently, I've just felt like we're just lacking energy, lacking desire, lacking team effort. Whereas I thought it was roles reversed last night. On that note, mate, I thought, really, really good. Just let's take it to Sunday and hopefully get a good result to build momentum again.
Again, I'll just quickly touch on the Kilmarnock game on Sunday. Did you just go, for me, I think you'll maybe agree with me on it, just go with the same team roughly if we can, barring injuries, keep Sorrow, basically keep that midfield, and just try and take that into the game and try and get a win and just get us 3 points, to be fair. Obviously, what a performance, but just get the 3 points and just stop the rot in the league and just, again, continue the momentum and the positivity around Celtic Park.
Nah, because it's been a long way from we've had it, isn't it? So, we want to kind of get us all on the same hymn sheet and all going the same way. Fans, board, management, players. We want to create a positive atmosphere rather than all this doom and gloom, fighting, arguing and everything else that's been happening throughout the world of Twitter, throughout work, through everything. Because everybody's got an opinion and we all don't agree in opinions. So I'd rather we were all in it together, fighting the same corner, than all against each other. Just let's get on to the positivities of being a Celtic supporter and try and push on for this title and Scottish Cup and take all the negatives out the road then and try and push on forward for the positive.
Definitely, because obviously we've got, as you say, the fixtures, we've got Kelly, Cup final, Ross County, Hamilton, and then Dun United coming up. So you've no games easy, no games are given. But on the back of that victory, you're thinking, right, you've got games now where they're missing home games in a cup final, they're winnable. Again, the cup final could be a blessing. You could go here and absolutely give Hearts a doing, and your tails are up the rest of the season. You get, I know it's the Scottish Cup for the last season, but you can maybe say it's the first cup of the year.
But the confidence of winning a cup and the hunger it will be players that could be a good thing.
Aye, definitely. Again, if you win that, it might. Again, even if you just win the next few league games and until you win on Sunday and then it's a cup final and you go, right, we've won that. It gives you a bit of, as you say, it's more positivity. And again, if you win a cup, you know yourself, winning it, it doesn't matter if it's a fucking local shitty cup or whatever. A cup's a cup and it gives you a lift. So for me, I think it'd be good just to get around our victories. And if we do win the cup final again, it's another record and another absolute achievement that the team should be proud of. But again, as you say, you don't want to get carried away because of last night. But it gives us a wee run of fixtures where we can maybe build, as you say, a bit of momentum.
I agree with you on that, mate. Definitely. Let's just the Celtic take it a step at a time, as I say.
And then obviously we're talking about players and recruitment levels. We've been kind of big on that the last few podcasts, and we've obviously been rumoured a few guys. The two guys I've marked on a few, but the two guys we were kind of spoke about during the summer window was Doughty for Charlton. Again, we don't know if we're going to recommend by him as a pre-contract, but I think the people are saying he's a decent player at League One level. We missed out in a League One player with Tony, and we've seen what he's doing with Brentford.
under 21 player of the year or something for Charlton, so he did.
Was it?
I think he did, mate, and he's quite a bit, maybe quite quick, so he is. So plays left back, plays left mid. So I was kind of, aye, that boy sounds. I just read wee bits about him. It was on Twitter, so might not all be true, but you know what I mean? Could probably dive more into the boy if you knew it was happening.
By, I think from what I've heard, I've not really, I can't say I've seen the boy. If that's a guy that we were maybe talking about in the summer, I don't know why we can't go and get him. Because Celtic should be able to attract, if it's a guy for Charlton, if it is a grand, a 500 grand or a million, just go and pay the money if that's what you want. Because, again, we missed out on Tony, who was a League One striker. And I thought at the time, obviously, it didn't make business sense. But now he's kind of telling me to fuck up because he's doing well. So, again, you don't want to miss out on the guy that you've singled out. Just go and get him. And then the other guy, I've rumoured about the guy McKenzie, the big kind of powerhouse in America. Again, do you go back get him? Kind of give yourself an extra defender for the running. And then obviously, I think the main guy I looked at today was kind of been kind of looking at. Obviously, mind the guy from Milan. He played with Bodo Glimt, who they've signed, and he was brilliant against us last week. Again, £4 million he went for, but the captain for Bodo Glimt, Patrick Berg, he's only a young guy. He's played 27 games this year, 4 goals. His contract's to December next year, so again, you might be able to get him cheap. Again, but I don't see guys in that league going for £10 million, so he could be worth maybe worth $1 million, £2 million. Again, he's a captain. Centre mid. So he's a captain. Again, I'm not saying he's going to replace Brown, but I'm just highlighting that he could be. He's a captain of a team that's just won the Danish League. I don't know if it's the first time in my history, but it's the first time in a long while. They've kind of won that league at about a canter. He's played 27 games. Aye. So he's 4 goals, centre mid. I think he's a defensive mid. So again, it's just we guys. I think maybe I'm not saying that's the countries we need to look at, but it's maybe countries where you need to give a certain look because you get talent everywhere. You get talent everywhere. Again, he's maybe just a guy you can maybe look at. I don't see why you can't go look at that league. Even teams like Mould and stuff like that, I don't know why we can't go and kind of have a look at their teams.
Aye. On that same note, Ryan, I looked at a winger and a right back. Just who I looked in my own opinion that I feel we need a winger, and now that Elham is gone, I feel we need a right back, and Frimpong's no kind of a right back, right mid. We don't know what he is. So it's a boy that plays with Israel, who keeps Elham out of the team in Israel. He's Dasa, he's 28-year-old, right back, 10 games this season, plays with Vitesse and Holland, 10 games, 2 assists, 5 clean sheets. I was very impressed by the boy watching him against Scotland. I felt he just looked very compact and defence, very hard to get by. Good going forward. I just thought that wee guy looks a cracker, and he just looks like a guy probably a 7 or 8 out of 10 every week, in my opinion, for what I've watched him against Scotland and watched Israel the odd game or two. Don't get me wrong, he might have had world games against Scotland or good games against Scotland, but his stats, what I've read on, seems to be quite impressive. And I think you could probably get him for maximum $2 million at Vitesse in Holland. There was a winger I looked at again, in Holland, but he's a Swedish. He's called Jasper Karlsson. He's a winger. He's 22, right foot. He strengths his long shots, high pressing and playmaking. Played 6 games, 5 starts, 3 goals, 3 assists. AZ Alkmaar had bought him for $2.3 million, so just say maybe he's in a £4.5 million bracket. But obviously, if his stats keep improving like that, he could be hard to get. But these are the type of guys, and you're same as what you're saying, is we kind of need players like that, what we can get. No too dear in our price bracket. He'd probably be one that you could develop and sell. I mean, if he turns out really good, Das is probably just a guy you bring in that's probably 28, that you could probably get 2 or 3, 4 years out of.
Aye.
Michael Wistick type of guy that could probably be there for a few years. but be steady enough for you. And that's where my opinion was on the recruitment. Just to know, obviously, we'll dive into it more in January when we know more about it.
Definitely. I think it's positions where we need strengthened. Because we let go, for me, we let go of Sinclair. I think now is looking a bit of a, it's a bit of an iffy one now. Because we brought him in, he was amazing. And we've let him go. And there was nae, I know we've got Mikey Johnson, but he's no consistently played well for us. He's in and out. He's played games at Ibrox where he was kind of maybe at his depth. So again, you've got to bring replacements in for me. The winger and Chase Forrest is out now. Again, we don't know when he's going to be back, if he's going to be back this season. So you kind of need to bring guys in to strengthen that area. But I think Elanusi's kind of been doing all right the last few games. I think he's doing a bit more work after the ball. Also, he's got his goal threat, but I think he's doing well after the ball. And I think he's maybe been helped.
We're lacking in the wide areas, aren't we? We're lacking in the wide areas.
Big time. As much as, see, it's more, I'd probably say it's more the right side, because the new Forrest is out, you've no money there.
Forrest and Ping-Pong looks like he's going to be injured now and all, so you're kind of bringing a centre mid, attack mid out there, and you're obviously always drifting inside, so you're narrowing the park a lot.
Because I was talking to my dad about it actually yesterday, about people doing Bailey, right? They're talking about guys like Dortmund, teams like Dortmund, Gladbach, blah, blah. If Seafrey want him, see within 6 months, we know he'll be in that 14th in 6 months. That's just the way, that's their model. So if they want him, how can we, which don't must be playing him? I don't know, I've not heard anything.
I spoke to a boy, who I work with, whose wee bro was a coach. I'm not saying this is true or no, but he was a coach, a football coach, and he spoke to a woman whose wee boy played with Celtic, and meant to be the wee guy's attitude absolutely reeks of shite. He's just a wee moody-faced cunt. If he doesn't get his way, he's meant to be moody. I'll just do this and I'll just do that. I'll just get more money. I can go to any team in Europe I want. He's all right if he doesn't get exactly what he wants. So maybe he's just a bad apple in the youth team. I don't know the wee guy personally. He looked like, to me, when he was 13, 14, he got voted one of the hottest prospects in world football. So, how he's went to 2-3 years down the line to, obviously it's a big gap for the under-20s to the first team, but he was running about it, and now he doesn't even look like he's anywhere near it. Now he's running his contact down at Celtic to go wherever he wants. To me, he just sounds like an old wee guy, like a Islam Farouz, who just wants him. But I don't know a wee boy personally, so I can't really judge. But just when I get told that, I thought it's very similar stories.
Because especially when we're crying out for wingers, you would think you'd be released on the bench a lot more, or even getting the last 10 minutes just to get a spark.
If he's no signing
on their
contract, then why should
we? Well, see, to be fair, if a guy's no, if he's kind of signaling, he's no what to sign a contract, I don't care if it's Edouard, Christie or Dembele, don't play them because their interest isn't at Celtic, so I agree with you there. But I think we've got to definitely strengthen in the wide areas. Again, if we sign Laxalt, I'd be happy with it. He might not be Kieran Tierney, but he's definitely a good, solid, as you say, 7 out of 10 every week. Because I think when it comes to the right-back side, we're missing a guy like maybe Hinkle. For me, I thought Hinkle was a 7.5 out of 10 every week. He would never let you down. I've actually talked to my dad last night under Stratton. As much as I've quite an average team, but I thought Hinkle and Naylor, the two fullbacks, they were 7s, 8s, 7.5s every week. I thought he was very good, Naylor. I know he has his flaws maybe defensively, but I thought his left peg going forward was brilliant. So we're kind of missing the two balance of that side.
I agree with you. I don't think we've had Tierney, who's a brilliant left back, great going forward. Lustig was a great right back, good going forward and that, but we had Adam Matthews, who's a right good right back, but we've never had two absolute brilliant left and right backs at the same time. We've always just kind of been in between. We've had good right backs and great left backs, had brilliant right backs and good left backs. We've never had absolute brilliant the two of them. Lustig, as I say, when Tierney was breaking through, he was probably slightly not as agile at getting up and down the line, but still a brilliant servant and brilliant player for us.
I say, mate, it's been good to chat to you. I say, it's good to vent your frustrations and your happiness, especially on this podcast. It's good to kind of get your views across. And again, there's some interesting points, especially about recruitment. Again, we will continue that as the weeks go on, especially into January. But again, I'll be in touch with you again, Robert, and we'll get this going again, mate. It was good to talk to you, and we'll be back reviewing the game on Sunday. Thanks for your time, mate, and I'll see you again, Robert. Cheers, mate.
Thanks very much. Thanks. Cheers.
Thanks a lot, mate. Cheers. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.